The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hi, it's Andy, and this is the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Monday night saw two games, Celtic Dragons v Surrey Storm, and also Team Bath against Wasps. Game one saw Surrey Storm beat Celtic Dragons 56-40, and player of the match went to Storm's Karen Bailey, who spoke to Sky's Hannah Wilkes after the game.
Karen, what a performance, wearing that player of the match medal with pride. As a whole team though, Nicky Austin, before this game, was talking about the need to be ruthless, to closing these games out. Did you deliver what your coach wanted out there?
I hope she's happy, to be honest. It was a physical game. We knew full well that both teams were searching for that win and could not be prouder of the girls. I think it was a full team effort, and I'm just happy to come away with that win today.
It certainly was a full team effort. Talk to me though about your partnerships in that shooting circle, particularly with Frankie Wells, because you're really starting to look like a combination to be reckoned with.
Yeah, Frankie and I have actually played previously at Mavericks together, so there's always kind of been that partnership in place, but it's something that we keep working on and it's coming together, and I thought she had a really solid performance tonight. And obviously Sophie, the 16-year-old who was an absolute star for us in Pulse, again, developing that partnership on court, and she's got a really bright future to come.
We're going to have to start playing bingo as to how many times we say she's 16. Finally, then, looking on and looking at how you've been playing these first three opening rounds of this year's season, and with that performance especially, what's the belief level like amongst the Storm team as to what you could possibly be achieving this year?
Yeah, I think we showed glimpses of brilliance at time at court, and it's just now about that consistency. We're really disappointed, to be honest, about the game yesterday. It was in our hands and we blew it. And I think knowing full well today, we had to go out and show exactly what we are capable of. And now it's a bit of a building stone now for us and the foundation of what we can perform on.
Well, very well played today, Karen. You are the Cardiff Metropolitan University Player of the Match. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Mickey, Karen Bailey just said to me she hopes that you as coach are happy with that performance. I think I can see a smile behind that mask.
Oh, I don't know. Don't give too much away to KB. You never know what she's going to do with it. No, I am. I'm wrapped with that performance. Separate to the result, I said to the girls, you know, that's much of a muchness. What I was really proud of was the process that they put out there each quarter. I thought each quarter we grew into the game, and I was so proud of the way they adapted. We was really tactical with that game, and I wanted to be really specific to see how they would adjust. You know, it's not just about going out there and going through the motions. It's about us giving you tactical information that you adjusting that and putting it out into practice. And I was so happy with the way that they did that against every single combination that that we came up against today. So really proud of the girls.
I saw you as well when waiting for the centre pass to be reset near the end, applauding the discipline of your defensive end. How critical was that in closing out the game and closing out tight games like, you know, ones we'll see going forward and like we saw yesterday?
Yeah, it makes all the difference. You know, sometimes you can be guilty of gifting the ball away to people, not through possession, but just through ill discipline. We take no opposition for granted that we come up against. Every single opposition requires every single one of us to be active in play and engaged at all times. And in order for us to turn ball off of teams, we have to make sure every single one of us is executing our job role. And that discipline for me is super important because, quite frankly, as we go up and we come up against opposition, it's going to take a full team effort. So yeah, really proud of the girls and the way they adjusted in that second half in particular.
Well, Tanya, another disappointing loss there, another significant size deficit as well. What are the positives that you can take from that?
I think we were in the game for at least three of those quarters. We can't finish off the last one, and it shows without Amy on the court, then it's really difficult for us at times.
Well, two questions on Amy. First of all, is she okay? Because we saw her looking like she might be holding her ear or some sort of head injury.
Yep, she's going to get an assessment as soon as we get home and see how she is.
When you are so reliant on a player like Amy and on that goal shooter to get points on the board and struggling to bring ball through the court, how frustrating is it for you as a coach in not quite getting that connection end to end, like we talked about pre-game?
Yeah, it is really frustrating. There are glimpses of it, but again, you know, this is a team that hasn't had a lot of time together as most of the other franchises have. So, you know, I hate to say it, rebuilding, but how often can you say that? Actually, we've got to show it out on court, is that the training that we've done since November has got to be put in place now. And that's on the onus on not just the players, but management as well. And I think, you know, some of the players, you know, they're quite similar in style. And so we've got to just find an X factor with one or two of those players to make the difference through that midcourt.
I sense a real frustration from you, perhaps, in the way this team is playing and why you haven't been able to be together for that much time and see the improvements you're wanting. Is there an element of how far you can take this? Is that something to play into your mind at all with this team?
Oh, look, we can make excuses for it, but at the end of the day, this is top competition in the UK. And we've just got to put our best foot forward every time. And again, yes, the two games this weekend are improvements from last weekend, but we can't keep making excuses for it. We've just got to, you know, we've got to come out with the best game for every player, every match.
Remember, all games live on Sky, across their YouTube, and on the England YouTube channel as well. Hugely thankful to Sky as well for letting us use their post-match. Game 2 saw Team Bath face Wasps. Really enjoyable game for Kim Borger and Sophie Drakeford-Lewis. Partnership for Team Bath. We'll have to let you sneak into the podcast team telephone call during the game, during the match, one of these weeks. And it was Team Bath who won.
Sophie Drakeford-Lewis, you are our Mizuno Player of the Match. What a team performance. I know it got a little bit away from you in the last quarter, but the first three quarters, Team Bath looking very strong out there.
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was going to be a battle against Wasps. We knew they were going to come out hard at us. And, yeah, really proud of how we bought it in that first three quarters. We've definitely got some room for improvement looking at that fourth quarter. But, yeah, really proud of the girls and what we put out there tonight.
For a young player like yourself, and I know you're not new to this team and not new to the Bath setup, but when you're out on court with the likes of Emily Sarah Brown, Serena Guthrie, Layla Guskett, how much are you learning and developing every time you come on court with that group?
Oh, so much. Like, even to be in the training environment with them week in, week out is just incredible. Like, I learn so much from them, and just to be able to train with them is incredible. So I love having them in the team. They bring so much, and yeah, just can't wait to see what this team can bring come the end of the season.
Jess Thelby up on the balcony watching as well. I know it's early days, I know it's still a long way away, but how much do you want to be impressing and making sure you're booking a spot in Birmingham next year?
I mean, for me, I just want to keep improving, keep playing some really good netball and enjoying it. I think that's the main priority for me at the moment, and we'll just have to see what comes.
Well, you're playing well enough to get that Player of the Match medal, so very well done today, Sophie. Thank you
very much.
Well, Anna, I looked over to you on the bench during that fourth quarter. 2 minutes to go, you had a 7-goal lead, but the body language and the passion that you were showing suggested it was much, much tighter than that. So a good performance, a win, but I sense you're not fully happy.
Definitely not fully happy. I think it was a part performance. I think, you know, we tactically stuck to task, particularly in the first half. We definitely deviated from the plan in that last quarter. I don't feel like we dealt particularly well with the physicality at times. However, yeah, pleased to get the win. We knew there'd always be a response from Wasps. And I think, again, you know, they made a lot of positional changes that did have impact and caused us different headaches.
Are you fairly set now on your sort of starting seven? I mean, there's not many coaches that get to have the likes of Layla Guskett sat on the bench to come on in the third quarter. So you're in a fairly good position in that regard. But are you firming up who your core starting seven are?
I think, like I said, at the interview at the start, we have to use our squad. We have to, ultimately, in terms of managing load, people are returning to play, whether that's from illness or whether that's from injury. So yeah, we're making sure that we are utilizing our squad, and yeah, just looking after each other accordingly.
Talk to me about Sophie Drakeford-Lewis, our Player of the Match. We just spoke to her. So impressive for such a young player. We mentioned to her that obviously Jess Thelby is here and watching. How important is her development to you personally?
Oh, hugely important. She's been a brilliant player to work with. She's such a joy because she, you know, she's articulate, she's relentless in terms of what she does on attack, but then also on defence. She's really diligent across all disciplines. So yeah, I want to make sure she's the best she can be and that we're playing the best netball to give her the platform ultimately for future England selections.
So Thunder next, a clash of the unbeaten teams. I know it's a little while away, but you've got to start thinking about this thing quickly. Looking forward to it, fancying that one?
Well, I think first and foremost, you've got to be respectful of the previous champions. And yeah, we'll make sure we'll do our homework. We're looking forward to it. I think that last quarter's put us in good stead in terms of particularly Thunder's one-on-one defence. So yeah, looking forward to that challenge. And we'll debrief this, we'll close the loop on this before we look to Thunder.
Well, Mel, a tough game out there. We said at halftime it was such a physical contest, but looking at the fourth quarter at least as well, you really took it to them and made some really effective changes.
Yeah, I mean, really tough start, and you know, a few things didn't perhaps go our way. We can't react to those things, and to go five down and then five down again in the first two quarters, we just gave ourselves a mountain to climb. You know, and I said at the beginning we needed to learn things about our team, and we did today, proved we've got a squad, and I was delighted with the changes. Actually, I thought Giselle is kind of came on and blossomed in that quarter, and then it was time to bring her off and get Katie to kind of close out the game, which was the plan. Really pleased with Ella coming on and Lily May. So yeah, we had to do something different. The midcourt were a real challenge to play against today. They allowed us no space. We couldn't get any depth and width, and you know, credit to Bath, they were a very slick outfit.
You could see as well, like you say, through that midcourt, and defensively Bath are so strong, forcing you to make so many passes to get the ball into the shooting circle. Are you proud of how your team did adjust?
Yeah, and you know, this week we've worked on possession, and I thought we did that. You know, we gave ourselves a lot to do to come back. It's hard to then, you know, win quarters against quality sides like that. But I did think we were better at resetting and using the swing and choosing better options than we had done last week. So I said I wanted to acknowledge the errors and that we'd improve. We did improve. We were poor starting, and that won't happen again. And, you know, I've learned lots about my team.
Remember, every game of the season will be available to watch across Sky Sports, the Sky Sports YouTube channel, or England Netball YouTube channel as well. Thank you as always for your support. Remember, you can send us a tweet as well. We're at The Netball Show.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.